This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Red Sox head into the Midsummer Classic break with 10 wins in a row, a sweep of the Rays this weekend at Fenway, and you can talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to hammer the Shime on the Home Run Derby, I believe, in about 20 minutes or so, Shime. Am I correct about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we also need a Superman review from you, which will happen, I'm guessing, at about 8:45 on this morning's show.
If you don't like Shime, better tune out for the next hour.
I can't wait for this Superman review.
You didn't go see it, though.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
Of course I was going to see
Superman. It'll be a leapfrog situation.
You guys could have dueling reviews.
Yeah, dueling reviews.
Oh, interesting. All okay. Right.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see where Wiggy is at grade-wise. I'm curious.
Okay. Letter grade? That how we're going? That's the only way, I guess. Well, you can grade with a score.
Stars.
I guess we'll go letter. Stars, you could do stars. What did Siskel and Ebert used to do? I think they would.
Thumbs up?
I think that was, right?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I think they did do stars, too.
Did they do stars as well?
My buddies Mac and Goo rate movies on a 40 hot dog scale.
Let's do the letter grade.
Got it.
When we get to that. And still plenty of time to leave a Hill note on any topic. And we'll play the best ones back at 9:20. And you can leave your voice note on the Odyssey app every single day on any topic, whether we have discussed it or whether we haven't. Leave those, and we'll play them back coming up at 9:20. But we were right in the middle of today's news, Shime, so let's get back to it.
That's correct, Greg. We were already down in Florida. Let's stay in Florida for parte deux. Number two, because a woman has gotten stuck on a zip line in Florida.
Oh.
A woman in Oldsmar was stuck on a zip line over a body of water and had to be rescued by Clearwater Fire Rescue on Saturday evening. Mitch has the photo for you on Twitch of the woman stuck on the zip line.
Oh, my
Crews
Lord.
Say she was safely secured onto the ladder truck platform and brought back to land.
Yeah.
Greg, this is one of those moments where art imitates life, because since Curtis isn't here, I'll do it for him. Office reference of Dwight also hanging from the zip line from the office.
Yeah. No thanks on the zip
line.
Yeah,
I'm good
I've
on
the zip line.
I've never
done it.
Yeah, would
good.
You?
Yeah, I would. I definitely would.
You
especially
would.
If I was in a really cool location where you're in the treetops of somewhere like Cartagena.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I would be definitely nervous about the mechanics of it.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like when people are bungee jumping. Like, do you trust the people who are doing the setup and the, and
maintenance? Nope. Yeah. Not one bit.
No.
Someone at the dog park last week invited me to go skydiving.
No.
Never.
Not doing
and
that
I
either.
Said,
would you do it?
I don't think so. And I'm not going to skydive with you. If I skydive, it's going to be like with my siblings or something.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them, but also, as a larger person, I'm always concerned about certain weight restrictions.
On the zip line?
On zip lines, bungee cords, whatever it is, because the bigger you are, you know, they don't always make things for bigger people.
And the line sometimes isn't taut enough, so if you're a little bit big, the line tends to droop, and then you lose momentum, and then what happens to this lady happens to you.
Is that why it happened to her?
I don't know if that's exactly why.
She looks average-sized in the screenshots here.
Average size for Florida, maybe.
No, she looks like an average size person. You don't really get a good shot of it, but it doesn't look like she's so out of the norm of somebody who would be ziplining.
No, she's also not like super.
In Florida, I'd be concerned about the gators and such.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to zipline over water.
Right.
But then if you do fall, wouldn't you rather be over water than over the ground?
Sure.
So, like, I guess you're kind of like
damned if you
do, damned if you don't. Yeah. So that's why I stay away from the zip lines.
What's the craziest thing that you've done that's like that? Like just thrill seeking.
Nothing.
Like bungee jumping.
I'm terrified of heights, so I can't really. I did the in Vegas. This is years ago. We were out there doing a show. Me, LB, old crew, and I walked out on that glass thing that they have at the.
No chance.
Huh.
No chance I would do
this. Hotel.
Okay.
Did you walk or crawl?
I was like, I took a couple timid steps and it was terrifying.
I wouldn't do that.
I just can't. Even going, like, I took Brees and his buddy one time when they were like 10 to the Empire State Building and we went up top there. And that to me is terrifying.
I did that.
Well. Like,
you can stand in the middle. The glass thing, I know you're talking about, because they have also a glass thing and a roller coaster out in Vegas on one of the top of those things.
The Stratosphere is the name of the hotel. We were doing the show there, and
They have a glass bridge in Asia where they harness you, and you have to walk across it, and, like, the videos of people, like, can't, like literally frozen because I probably would be one of those. They'd have to come save me because I can't even get on a roller coaster without screaming.
They have a zip line over the Vegas Strip. They have one at Foxwoods, too. Mm. Have you ever seen the zip line at Foxwoods?
No, but I would do that.
You would do that. Would you do,
because I bet like a place like that, they have such strict safety protocol. Yeah. I wouldn't be as worried about it as some like random vacation spot.
What about parasailing? We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Never done it. I would do it.
You would do any of those. You're not afraid.
The only thing I wouldn't do would probably be bungee jumping or skydiving. I don't know. I feel like maybe because those are so common, you just hear more stories about what goes wrong there.
Yeah. Mm.
But also as I get older, like I have to realize. Now, when I go snowboarding, for example, I have to be like, you're not 19. Like, stop. Chill out. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be my age. like, literally getting out of bed is the most dangerous thing that you do at my age.
Or tripping over a puppy gate.
Well, that did happen once.
You tripped over your puppy gate?
Yeah. Yes. Long ago and broke my leg. And it was an absolute disaster.
Ew.
I mean, it wasn't secured properly by the children. I've yet to find out who did it. But they will not. When I find out, they're not going to be in my will. all right. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, last week we were blessed with quite possibly the greatest golf fight video of all time.
Yes.
And
that was your lead, I think, at one. Was that a lead last week for you or no?
No, I think we did it in the news. Actually.
Okay.
And so the gentleman who was seen in the video kind of pounding his chest and yelling loudly at the larger individual has issued an apology.
Oh,
He has come out.
This is rare that somebody goes viral for being a jackass and then apologizes. I'm in for this.
Yeah, so here he is in his Canadian glory issuing his apology.
That's me, guys. The guy that got dropped like a bucket of balls in a pond. Not my finest moment, I know. Looks real bad. Played 36 holes of golf. We drank way too much, and my mouth ran faster than my brain. All jokes aside, guys, I'd like to apologize to all the folks on the course, anyone caught up in it, and anyone who had to deal with me that day. I lost my cool, and I've learned from it. Just one of those days where you should have kept the cart on the path, you know? Stay hydrated, keep your stick on the ice, maybe stick to 18.
All right. At least he took his L like a man, and he's not trying to sue the guy.
Yeah.
That's the way to handle it. Yeah. Just own it.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, you've never had too much to drink on the golf course.
And
I
ran
guess
your
you're
mouth?
A saint.
Yeah, so good for him.
Stay hydrated. Keep your stick on the ice. Maybe stick to 18.
Yeah, all right. I like it.
Take your L like a man.
We need more of that as a society.
Yes. Anything else, Sean?
Yep, Greg, we have found out the horniest state in New England.
Okay.
More-
any guesses in the room? Rhode Island, man.
I'm going to go New Hampshire.
You would go New Hampshire?
Yeah, I got to go with my New Hampshire people.
Why? You're
because it's the anything goes state.
Well, I mean, I guess it because of fireworks and...
That, fireworks, alcohol, tobacco, guns. Yeah. There's like, you know, it's New Hampshire.
I'll say Rhode Island has a lot of strip joints. Like, I feel like there's the way more strip joints in Rhode Island than
And this
anywhere.
Is based on per capita, so Rhode Island would be a good guess. Smaller place, a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm going to say you guys are thinking about this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in Rhode Island and there's a lot of strip joints, you're getting your needs met. Perhaps.
Okay.
I'm thinking of more like Connecticut because everyone's so uptight.
I thought you were going to say Vermont.
There's a lot. No, Vermont, anything goes.
Who knew we had a Connecticut hater on the show? Normally, I am accused of being the Connecticut hater. I didn't know you had a problem with the state of Connecticut.
So they should be happy I'm including them in the conversation.
Oh, you're one of those people.
What do you mean?
That doesn't really consider Connecticut part of New England.
Because I'm from a state that's so similar to Connecticut, it's like a self-loathing thing.
In
Maryland.
How did they determine this?
Well, this was determined by pornography searches per capita.
Okay.
Oh.
And the number one, here, I'll give you the quick top five. This is in the United States here. Top five horniest states by pornography searches per capita. Number five, California. Number four, Colorado. Number three, Utah.
Knew it.
Number two, Georgia.
Wow.
And number one, the great state of Maine.
Wow.
Maine,
job,
the
everyone.
Pine Tree State, is the horniest because there were 280,000 searches for porn sites in Maine with its statewide population of 1.4 million. That's about 14.7 searches per resident during 2024.
Wow. Huh. I mean, it seems like a state where people don't seem excessively horny when we're up there for the road shows or at the Brunswick or whatever, but I guess maybe late night.
I've experienced different.
Have you? Yes. You feel like they're a horny bunch?
Can you guess where Massachusetts would rank on this list out of the top?
It sounds like low, like very prudish. It sounds like with the way you're saying it.
Not quite, Greg. Massachusetts is actually 12th on the list. Okay. So kind of not towards
just
the
outside
top.
The top 10.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Average.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah. One more for you here, Greg. Science has also determined the most beloved American accent. So this was the accents when people were asked about them, how they found them appealing. Yes or no. Simple yes or no.
Appealing and, like they love the accent.
Yeah, like enjoyable to listen to.
Is the Southern accent on the list, I'm assuming? Like I would assume. That to me is...
So there's different Southern accents.
Right.
They go very regional here. Okay. They really break it down for you.
How many do you have?
So I have the top 10, but I can give you the top five if you'd like.
No, give us the top 10.
Okay.
Because I want to know where the Boston accent is.
Sure, yeah. So number 10 is the Philadelphia accent.
Okay.
Which stinks. That's why it's 10.
All right.
Number nine is Staten Island.
All right.
Hold on. There's people who like the Philadelphia accent.
20% of people... felt that the Philadelphia accent was appealing.
All right. Uh-huh. Staten Island, yes.
Number eight was the Louisiana accent tied with the New England accent.
What's that, baby?
Okay.
And number seven, Boston, tied with the High Tider accent. Don't know where that is exactly.
I don't know what that is, the High Tider.
But that was 23%.
Okay.
Number six was the Appalachian accent. Number five, Maine accent. Maine people just winning today.
Yeah.
Number four was Florida and the Pacific Northwest. Three was Mississippi. Two was Long Island. Number one, most enjoyed accent, the Cajun accent.
Really?
People said that it has a positive sentiment due to its jazz-like melody, blending French influence and signature Southern twang.
Is that like Creole?
I think it's more like New Orleans, Louisiana.
Deep Southern New Orleans.
But didn't you say the Louisiana accent?
Yeah, so they break down Louisiana accent and then the Cajun accent. I think the Cajun is much
tighter.
More Southern.
Because they were like, what's that, baby?
High Tider is North Carolina.
Drake May.
See, I lump all the Southern ones together.
Texas, Oklahoma, when
way
you get
different.
Like more Western, is different, very different from an Alabama, Georgia.
Right. Louisiana is very different from Georgia, Florida, you know, Arkansas, any of those, Tennessee, that's different. Mississippi is
not to tip my hand, different. But this accent issue is part of one of my few issues with the Superman movie.
Really?
Yep. Mm.
Does Superman have a Midwestern accent?
He's no.
He's from the Midwest.
He's from the Midwest, and yet his parents have a twangy accent. It's a whole thing. We'll get into that in the spoiler-free review coming up in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Review at 8:45?
Yep.
From both of you, you and Wiggy?
That's correct.
Listen.
When did you go see it?
I went and saw it Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, I saw it Saturday.
Did you go to a theater with food?
Like, yeah. Oh, and I got a huge, huge life jack.
Oh,
from
really?
Going to the movies.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I am on board 150% with this movie Life Jack.
Jackson here with another Life Jack.
All right, Shime, thank you. Great job
on the
news this morning. Coming up, we'll hammer the Shime for the Home Run Derby, but right now, Mego, because Courtney is on vacation with What is Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 4-1 to complete a four-game sweep of their divisional foe. Starter Brian Baio pitched into the seventh inning and allowed just one earned run. Sadon Rafaela also hit his 14th home run this season. The Red Sox winning streak extends to 10 games, the longest streak they've had since 2018. Trevor Story spoke to the team gaining confidence through their versatility postgame.
Like we talked about, I think just the conviction and who we are as a team, I think we have more of an identity now, and we're starting to believe in that. I think we can win in different ways. I think we've shown over this 10-gamer. We can slug or we can win one-run games. We can steal bases. I think we're just embracing all of that, and playing good defense has to be a key part of that. But I think it all starts with the pitching, and they've been lights out.
Sox also looked towards the future last night, picking Kyson Witherspoon 15th overall in the 2025 MLB draft. Witherspoon is a right-handed pitcher from the University of Oklahoma, and scouts say he has the ingredients to become a future frontline starter. Celtics draft pick Hugo Gonzalez also made his debut in NBA Summer League over the weekend. He had 12 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks in a win over the Grizzlies. Noticing thinning hair? Now's the time to call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation by calling 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Not only can you listen to this show on the radio or on the stream at WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, but you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch every morning. And this show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And this Saturday, don't miss the Faux Pay Trunk Show, which is happening at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Experience the best in Italian elegance. To learn more, go to springersjewelers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, wasn't that long ago that my guy, Coach Wiggins, was calling for that man's job.
Yep.
That man's head on a platter, if I remember correctly.
That I was.
Not after this weekend. Not after what this team did this weekend.
No, I think he's got those guys, and I give him a lot of credit for getting the guys to not let the Devers trade affect the clubhouse and maybe... the chemistry, the vibe, and then that would then lead to maybe the performance on the field.
Well, I think it affected it in the opposite way.
Right.
I think it was a weight off their shoulders. Mm-hmm. And getting rid of him has allowed these guys to gel from a chemistry perspective. And we were talking about it earlier a lot. But heading into the deadline, I'd be very concerned about removing anybody from that baseball team because you're effing with the chemistry, and I don't think you want to do that.
But you need another pitcher, and so you got to figure out how you're going to get that. You got to ask yourself if you're the Red Sox right now and you feel like the clubhouse is in a great position. If removing a guy that, and we'll just use Durant because his name been getting.
No, use Jaren Durant because we were talking about it last week.
Right.
And we were talking about the fact that there was, you had an abundance of wealth at in the outfield position.
Right.
And you're going to get some value from value for Jaren Durant. And so go ahead. I would not do it at all.
But is the clubhouse in a good position where they can handle that? They might be in a good position where they can handle that and that handle that in a positive way and that be part of Alex Cora understanding and helping that, because then that means you just get a guy like Roman Anthony playing every night.
Well, who's going to be in charge of the Wally head if Jaren Durant goes?
I think
that's my number one. That's my major concern.
Maybe Bregman will pick up the slack on that.
Will.
Yeah, I think somebody can find somebody.
Well, they got to figure it out with Bregman, too. I mean, that's the other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch that we're going into with the trade deadline is we were hearing from Scott Boras a couple weeks ago, got to get this trade done. And, this extension done.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that there's some pressure there. Like the Red Sox may feel like they have leverage because he's been injured.
Right.
But I still think that even before that, he showed himself to be so desirable. I'm not at the point where I know everybody loves Craig Breslow right now. I'm still not at the point where I trust them handling somebody who might become a free agent. Because the Red Sox have not been good at that.
But he's got money with the Red Sox if he wants it. He becomes a free agent if he feels like he can get more money out there, right?
Right, but they can redo his contract in order to make it.
I would do that. I said I had this as a lead last week, and I feel it even more so today after what Sadan Rafaela said, giving 90% of the credit when it comes to hitting the baseball to the help that he's gotten from Alex Bregman. Like, give the guy what he wants. Like, keep him here for...
That's how I feel.
Keep him here for a long time. He's an additional coach. He's a veteran guy. He's been there before. Like, I would just get it done and do it immediately.
Yeah, but you just can't give him what he wants.
Why?
Yeah, but at the same time, Wiggy, if you don't keep him here, you've now lost him and Devers for no reason.
Right.
You already chose him.
Right.
You already chose him.
But I wouldn't just give him what he wants. Like, I would give him something that is reasonable and fair market. So you're not just going to say, all right, we're going to keep him here for the next 6 years and give him $225 million?
Well, if he wants term, like for the next 5 years.
Right.
And you make it six, including this year, and he wants something like 40 per... I mean, that's probably what he's going to ask.
But that's
for
a lot of money.
It is.
You think
baseball.
He's worth $40 million a year?
He looked it before his injury, and I don't think this is the
kind
of injury.
But this is the second time he's dealt with this injury.
But the other injury,
and he's 30,
Shine
happened like 5 years
right,
ago.
Right, but he's 32.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's 32 years old.
But he's a spry 32.
He's not a
Ralphie 32.
I loved watching him carefully celebrate the walk-off so as to not risk a re-injure when it comes to the hammy.
Smart man.
What is this financial flexibility for that you save, like, put yourself in this position where ownership or really the front office is saying we have financial flexibility?
Mm-hmm.
You chose him. He's the guy who you directly chose instead of Rafi Devers. So put a little of that money there.
I'd probably give him two more years because he's got, what, two more years on his deal left. I'd probably give him another two and I'd give him at, 40. Because
so 40 for 4 years instead of five?
So 160 over four.
Yeah.
Would be the new contract.
Yeah, that's what I would probably give him.
Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says chemistry is a media creation.
Yeah, I disagree. They just look like they're having fun. They seem, when you watch body language experts, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch this team on the field, they love playing for each other and with each other. They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Wiggy would know better than Sound of Muzak.
Yeah.
Is chemistry a legit thing?
I think, yeah, chemistry is definitely a legit thing. But more so, the chemistry comes when there's somebody that maybe you don't, like, there's a lot of questions around that person, and that leads into this person in the clubhouse or the locker room asking questions. And then
you're talking about Devers.
Yeah.
You're
Devers.
Saying the negative chemistry is more harmful than a clubhouse who feels like they've all got it going together.
Yeah, because the negative chemistry is what brings you down. Because you could still have chemistry and not be like this super, everybody's buddy type of deal. But it's more that negative, that guy that has enough juice where they can divide the locker room. Or they can get one group of guys buying into what they're saying versus maybe what the manager's saying, what the head coach is saying, what the overall philosophy is. Like, if a guy is carrying
I thought you were saying Oval Office there. And I was like, well, that's another part of the chemistry right now.
Overall philosophy is
I mean, the streak started with a visit to the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a visit to the zoo, depending on who you ask. So
it's more about buying in, Greg. And even Breslow talked about it in the front office. That's why you have to blow people out. And he fired some people who didn't believe in the philosophy that he had.
Yeah. This is Tim from Hanover. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to chime in on the Sox, like what Wiggy was saying. We need, and both you guys too, Greg, we need the quality pitcher right now. The thing is, we made it there a few years back when we were almost there, when Maloney was going crazy with Fourier. Had the city winner in a roar. They were, like, loving it. Young kids were going to the ballpark, And that's what we need to keep going. So hopefully they don't mess with the team, like you said, Greg, and get that quality pitcher. Spend this year instead of dropping it last time.
Yeah. It's been 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time now. Like, you go back to the way this city was, coming off a pandemic, being locked in your home, unable to go to the gym or go to the restaurant without a mask on, without ordering French fries. Big
black sky. QR codes everywhere. Right. Oh, wait, those are still around.
Yeah, they're still QR codes, but just play with me on this one. I mean, I there's nothing like this city when your baseball team is in it.
Right.
And that's what you got right now. Turn it up. I don't know. I don't think you can screw with it.
But can you get that quality pitcher without...
With just buying it?
Oh, no, with trading somebody of lesser value. Like, if you know,
Well, Mago brought up Christian Campbell earlier. Maybe he's expendable.
What about Yoshida and Campbell? Would you send those two out for a pitcher?
And baseball Brett would know better than I do. You sign Campbell to, like, an 8-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like...
Too much control to give up?
Well, yeah, or you know what I mean? Is that like too much control to give up? Is that something that a team would really want? So I don't...
Yeah, maybe you target one of your other prospects that hasn't even touched the majors yet and trade one of those guys.
It's got to be somebody who the other team wants to.
Right, so...
I mean, we're all talking about like what Red Sox fans are willing to give up to get that back, but it's got to be attractive enough to another team.
Right, yeah. And who is attractive... on this team to another team, right? There's a bunch of guys, but who would you be willing to give up if it's not Duran? Would it be Abreu?
Or what about like the passwords down at over in Worcester?
I mean, yes, you can.
Yeah, but
you
know
you have too many outfielders
as it is.
You're
going to have to give, if you're going to get a legit, what Wiggy wants, which is a legit starting pitcher.
Yes.
You're going to have to give, you know, somebody who is playing in the bigs now currently and is helping that team immediately.
Right, so, and who would that be? Like, if you're saying you don't want to give up Duran, okay, who else do you have with maybe packaging some prospects that you would be willing to give up?
Well, but also to Greg's point, like, the city being invested in this team, I would say Duran has a stronger connection with fans around Boston or around New England than a lot of the guys who are on the roster right now because of what he's been vulnerable and open about in the Netflix documentary and other stuff. And so if you trade him, even if it's a baseball trade and it makes sense on paper for what you're trying to do to contend in the postseason, does that turn some fans off who are like, God, they just trade everybody?
But if you need a number two pitcher,
there's an emotional component from being a fan.
Get the emotion. What's going to happen when you get to the postseason and you lose and then you go, hey, we needed another pitcher. If we would have just had that second pitcher because maybe Giolito struggled or Bale wasn't the same. If we would have had that other guy to step in after Crochet, like that's what you could run into. So does that mean maybe giving up a little chemistry? Would you give up a guy like I was just looking at it? Trevor Story.
Yeah, I would give up Trevor Story.
And then move.
I mean, it puts some pressure on Meyer, but.
Right. So, you know, when you start
He's also hitting really well over the last
Right,
month.
But when you start to look at guys you could potentially have to give up, Romy Gonzalez, Toro, like, who, if you don't want to give up Duran, who else has enough value with some other pieces and prospects to get you that number two? Because you have to give up somebody to get that type of pitcher, quality pitcher that you want, right? And so you got to be willing to part ways with somebody, and you just got to figure out who that guy is.
Yeah, I don't. I've tossed out a lot of names.
Yeah,
I think it'll be hard for fans if Duran gets traded.
I think you stand pat. Like I think you look at the way the team has played and what they did, and you're all in on them. You buy somebody who you think can help a little bit, and you're. You dance,
but Greg, you can't buy
what
them.
Brung you,
like, but then, you but then Breslow could be easily, Greg, if they do stand pat, Breslow is easily going to come out and say, yeah, Tanner Houck's coming back. Like,
right.
That's our ad at the deadline.
And no one wants that. And you can't buy without giving something up.
I mean, you have prospects, Wiggy. You have a ton of them.
Right, but is a ton of the prospects alone going to get you a legitimate number two starter?
It's not going to get you maybe a number two starter, but it's going to get you a starter that can go out and start
but
every
you
day.
Don't, but you
like
don't
a legitimate
want,
rotation
no, no. And,
guy.
And I heard Rich and Jones talk about it. I forget the word that they used when they were talking about it. You just don't want to go out and get another guy who gives you
no,
innings.
No, you need a reliable guy, but you don't need like a number two. You don't need a secondary ace.
That's what Breslow said.
You don't think so? You've seen enough from Giolito and Bayo at this point to say this is who they are for the rest of the season?
I think they've pitched really well. I think Bayo more so. I'm more confident in Bayo than Giolito.
Okay.
But I think like if you get a reliable starter, not like Dick Fitz, but a legitimate reliable starter on this team, like you're
Dick
in great
Fitz
shape.
Dick Fitz catching strays.
Saturday at that game when I was visiting my friend John, who is the greatest bartender in Fenway history, this dude, Sox Hardo, was in my grill.
Mm-hmm.
About Paul Skeens and about mm-hmm. trading. He was like, I would trade Roman Anthony today for Paul Skeens.
I would not.
And I would never do it.
What?
No, I'd consider it.
What?
You would?
Yeah, he's Paul Skeens. Greg, have you watched this guy pitch?
What is
that? Garrett Crochet is second behind Paul Skeens in the last
month. Imagine having both of them.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Imagine
Garrett Crochet's under control.
You don't need Skeens. You can get somebody who's less talented than that because you have an ace. Like you don't.
Right, but imagine having.
Like, but imagine having both of them. You
two
make, they
aces.
Have, they can't start every day.
Two
I feel like that's just being greedy and unrealistic.
No, but,
no
but
way.
Well, maybe unrealistic.
Dare to dream.
Maybe unrealistic. Maybe it is fantasy land. I don't know. But to have two aces.
But what would you give up for that?
If that means giving up Roman Anthony.
I wouldn't do that.
Then you give up Roman Anthony to have two legitimate aces that you could have on the contract for the next, what,
decade.
6, 7, 8, 10 years? And you know how important pitching is. When we talk
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it's made the difference this season.
My dude has a losing record with a sub-2 ERA. Like, Paul Skeens is arguably the best pitcher
in baseball. And look at Garrett Crochet. Imagine having those two guys. And I know maybe we're living in fantasy land to have it.
We are, but it's fine.
But
not on sports radio.
But I would all day long give up Anthony for Paul Skeens.
I think
but
that's
that
a
probably,
bridge too far.
Probably means Leah goes with him, which would be a problem for
fine
a lot
me.
Of fans.
Let's that's
a beautiful family.
Isn't Paul yeah. Skeens dating
Livy Dunn?
Livy Dunn. So you
it's a fair trade.
You replace Leah with Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn is the gymnast.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Turned influencer.
Yep.
She was trying to get Babe Ruth's condo. Did
yeah,
you see
they shut that?
That
down.
They were like, uh-uh. What was wrong with that? Why couldn't she get his condo?
Oh, something about.
Did Clay Thompson go public with his relationship?
I think they haven't gone public, but I think we're kind of, we all know that Megan Thee Stallion and him, I think they might have been holding hands, but they didn't show the
you
face.
You love Megan Thee Stallion.
She's lost, you know, she's a little bit too smaller for me.
Wasn't
now.
She just with one of the Celtics players?
She was allegedly
yeah,
involved with Torrey Craig.
Yeah.
But
for
I
a minute.
I don't know how.
I guess that fizzled out.
Yeah, they were supposed to be together for a minute.
So she lost too much weight for you?
Yeah, she's
she
a little too.
Ozempic-ing?
No. She's just like, she's more fitnessy, challengy.
You don't like that?
No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think that's a great look.
No, I'm not saying that, but I prefer a little bit more thickness.
Okay. You know, a little softer?
Oh, just thicker, you know?
It's just more?
Explain, like.
More right. Megan?
Like Cardi B, thick.
We.
Thick girl? You don't know what thick is, girl?
Chime.
Look at me. No, I don't.
But I mean, you should know, like, from the world we live in.
Let's hammer the chime next on the Derby tonight. Okay, we'll do that next. And then we'll get Wiggy and Chime and their Superman reviews at the movies with Chime and Wiggy coming up at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
On today's show, Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Before that, we will play Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app on any topic. Courtney is on vacation. Mego is here for her at least a good portion of this week. Curtis is in Hawaii and not allowed back in the studio until the Sox lose. We should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window, though, Shine, before we hammer the shine on the Derby tonight. What do you see out there today?
Well, Greg, it's currently 73 degrees here in the city of Boston, partly cloudy. The high today is 85. Overall, going to be a solid day. You might get a few quick showers later this evening, but for the most part, your day and afternoon should be nice, warm, and enjoyable.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month right now from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. We don't have a Hammer the Shime intro. I thought, we do.
It's time for
Hammer the Spread. Excuse me.
Oh. Hammer
the Spread.
Hammer the Spread.
Can't touch it.
Okay, time to Hammer the Shime on Home Run Derby tonight, 8 o'clock start. No repeat champ because T. Oscar is not a part of the action this evening. Am I correct about that, Sean?
Correct, Greg. No repeat champ this year. The main headliner here is the big dumper himself, Cal Raleigh. That's the guy who's leading the charge here, the switch-hitting catcher from the Mariners. He is your odds-on favorite at plus 295. I'm not going to pick the big dumper here. I think
I think halfway through the season where we are right now, he has 38 dongs.
Mm-hmm. He is crushing. He is just I think he's on pace for 62 on the season, which is would be insane. But my pick tonight, I'm going to go with the Nationals big hitter, James Wood, at plus 450. A man with the last name Wood has to carry some big wood. So give me James Wood at plus 450. He's my favorite pick of the night. But, Greg, I also have a prop bet for you that I know you're going to love.
Mm.
You have been very high on exit velo.
Yes.
Lately, especially when it comes to Roman Anthony's exit velo. You have been all over that. You can bet on who will have the highest recorded exit velo tonight in the Home Run Derby. Or, I'm sorry, not tonight. Is it tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight's Home Run Derby. And right now, the odds-on favorite would be O'Neill Cruz, big hitter. I will probably go with the odds-on favorite, O'Neill Cruz, to have the highest recorded exit velo in tonight's Home Run Derby.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, no sentiment when it comes to the hometown favorite, Will Olson, playing in front of the in front of the hometown crowd.
No, I mean, I think he'll be able to compete. Not a bad bet if you want to go for the winner there. He's 8-1, so you're getting good odds there. Honestly, the cool thing about the Home Run Derby is 9 times out of 10, anybody who's entered can probably win. So it's probably not a terrible idea to take a shot on one of those longer odds guys like a Matt Olson, or if you want to even go farther down, like a Jazz Chisholm or a Byron Buxton. But I'm a fan of James Wood.
Is Raleigh going to switch hit in the Derby?
So that I don't know. And
like
I think
Adley did a couple years ago.
I think that's to his detriment, right? Like, he should just pick one side of the plate and keep swinging.
He was showing off a little bit.
Yeah.
Home run derby's getting, like, slam dunk contest. Like, really?
Like, it's getting bad?
Like, where's Aaron Judge? Where's Shohei Ohtani? Where's Juan Soto? Like, guys I barely even know what's
like,
going on.
Look back at, like, the 99 home run derby where you're getting Sosa and McGuire and Griffey.
Where were all these guys? Like, Ronald Acuna Jr. Like, we're getting, I'll give you the big dumper, and I only know him because of his nickname, right? And you kind of, and I know what he's doing. Right. But
the algorithm fed him to you.
Yeah, like, where are all the big
that's
names?
That's also what you call Cardi B, if I remember correctly.
I'd much rather a big dumper, you know. I'll take one in the Home Run Derby. But where
also,
are all...
Also, Wiggy explaining to Mego during the break...
I'm getting an education. Yeah,
about what thick is. Yeah. And
different
why,
types
and
of
triple
thick.
Triple C thick.
Yeah. And why he likes thick
I don't
should
think
be
I,
its own podcast.
I didn't
like,
understand.
It should be.
Mego was
you were
clueless.
Thick or not thick.
Yeah.
She had to Google a picture of Megan Thee Stallion and be like, oh, wow, she did lose a lot of weight.
Because you were
clueless.
Saying she's not thick anymore.
No, not even
that
close.
That she's athletic now, and I don't know the different categories. We need like tiers of thickness.
Yeah, you gotta learn about that.
Would it bother you if you were Klay Thompson and the last boyfriend was an NBA guy? Would that make you scratch your head and go, I wonder if she's just in it because I play in the NBA?
No, I think that's probably just her. Like, we all have whale houses, right? So that's probably her whale house.
Whale houses?
Wheel.
Okay, wheelhouses.
Yeah, wheelhouses. We all
got
have,
it.
How do you say it in Maryland?
Wheelhouse.
Wheel. So we always have.
To be fair, it sounded like you said whale.
Oh, wheelhouses. All right, so we all have those, you know, that you look at. So maybe she just likes the basketball player. And now she stepped up from the rapper. So now she's with the basketball players.
Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you, Shine.
I don't like a blonde man.
No?
No. Creeps me out.
Is Klay Thompson blonde?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just saying in general.
Just saying, when you talk about your whale house, a couple years ago on the afternoon show, I said I find something about an adult blonde man very unnatural.
Okay.
Like, it reminds me, unless you're from Sweden, I feel like you're either dyeing it or you remind me of a vampire. It's off-putting.
Just not your speed.
I mean, basically this morning we've learned that you hate people from Connecticut and and blonde males.
If you're an adult blonde man from Connecticut, I just hope we don't cross paths.
It. Tough. Yeah.
So like Chris Hemsworth's a no-go for you.
No. Right. It's weird.
Yeah. As I said, we all got our styles.
Well, you heard it here first. That's Megan the Ottolini.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get a review of Superman from Shime and from Wiggy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.